Hugh Hefner, a true American icon, created an empire that was unrivaled.
Although some of us bunnies may have gone rogue, it's because of the love and respect that we received from the man behind it all.
Because after all, we did learn from the best.
Relive the stories from the most prominent celebrity home in history.
What happens in the grotto stays in the grotto.
From those of us that lived it,
the employees that worked it,
and the guests who loved it.
And
the mayhem continues.
All right, I knew we were going to have to go into a part two. Ashley Hobbs, we are so stoked. We're going to keep going because we got a lot of fun stories. Actually, I was flashing back right now. You know, I'm looking at the screen right now, and I'm thinking, Jen, you and I, we used to co-host a lot of Mansion Mayhem together. Ashley, you would jump in and help me out a lot. I used to pick you up at the back at the security gate.
Yep, and then we would go and eat burgers after.
Yep.
We had a blast. It was fun being on that show with you. It was awesome. I love being on that show. I met an awesome girl on that show from you and not really realizing who she was until we were in the middle of the show. Do you remember that episode?
No, go. Please.
Okay. Do you, Kristen Renton?
Oh, love Kristen. Yes. Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. I was obsessed with the show at the time. And then she comes into the studio and I'm like, why does she look so familiar? And then you hand me the little like cheat sheet of like what to ask and everything. So I don't like pause.
Do you remember
and
those, Jen?
It. Oh, geez, you like fangirled?
I fangirled hard. And I was like reading it while Brian's talking and you can hear me on the mic go. And he looks at me and he's like, and I was like, you fucked Charlie Hunnam? Like, you did it? You're her? And I was cracking. I was like, she was looking at me. She just starts. I was like, that's why you look so familiar. I'm sorry. It just clicked. The blonde hair got in the way. I'm sorry. Oh my God. I love you. Like, holy crap.
She's such a sweetheart. She is. She's adorable. Is.
She's
so cool.
Sweetheart.
She's a really good friend. I used to laugh because I would binge watch on SOA, you know, Sons of Anarchy, in the middle of the night. It'd be like 4 a.m. and I can't stop. I'm going to episode. I'm like,
can't stop.
Right now. It's oh my God. I wouldn't. Shit. You just went fucking off. You know what I mean? I'm like, she'd be laughing and texting, but those are fun. But anyway, that's why I was flashing back. I was just flashing back some radio moments. That was cool.
Yes.
But aside from our fun moments, you and Jen, you guys both got to live up at the infamous Bunny House. Please share where.
Oh my God. Steel Panther was like a staple for us. You were like my ride or die. It was just known Monday nights were for Steel Panther. And then we always came back to the Bunny House and we'd make our pots full of ramen, throw some Tapatio in there. Like, oh my God. And I still to this day make that. And I think of her all the time. We just had so much fun.
I remember the first time that you took me. She popped my cherry, by the way.
Yeah.
You're talking the Steel Panther cherry,
right? You know
what,
though? You have to set the stage, though, because for people who don't know who Steel Panther is, it's like, they're like an 80s metal parody band where it's
so
just
fun.
The most outlandish lyrics you could ever imagine. They would call out everybody, every color, every everything. You just couldn't believe that the words coming out of their mouth were actually coming out of their mouth. So to take someone new.
What were some of the titles? Because the titles are funny.
Asian Hooker.
Yes.
Death Toll But Metal. Fat Girl.
Community Property.
Community Property.
Weenie Ride.
There's like newer songs called like Glory Hole. Like, Eatin' Ain't Cheatin'.
It was so wrong, but it was so freaking funny. But we had
so
such
wrong,
a crew.
Was so
That's
right
what was so cool.
Time. But when you take someone, especially like Aloha Girl, who's just like so happy and like, la 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 la, you know, like I'm just in LA and like take me, I want to go. And then it's like, you just stand there knowing what they're about to sing and you just watch the person's face, like absorb it for the first time.
Wait, you weren't 21?
I absorbed all of that.
Ashley, you weren't 21 when you shot your centerfold, were you?
Yeah. I had just turned 21.
Oh, okay.
It was so cool. I know we're going to go on, but the Steel Panther days were so cool. I know we did Key Club. That was awesome. And we always had the side, but there was something special about the House of Blues because as everybody knew, Monday night was the best night in Hollywood. It literally was. And everybody would show up. But what was so cool is we'd all walk in And it was like everything just parted. It's like the Red Sea parted. Right. And it was like everybody just stopped. And all you ladies are walking in. And we always had that big corral right there to the side of the stage. And that, I'm telling you, you can't relive that. You can't make that shit up again. Yeah. That was just amazing. Was
the best memories.
I remember Jen taking me to my first one. I wore the only sparkly shirt I had. And I wasn't drinking at the time. And I remember us sitting on the side of the stage. And I remember Michael Starr in between a song coming and sitting next to me. And he's like, hey. And I was like, hi. Okay. And then I heard the lyrics. And I was like, where am I? I love this. What is this? I fell in love with Lexi Fox.
Of course.
He was the best.
He was the best.
And then they actually came here to Hawaii. And I thought of you, Jen. I was like, can we have once Panther Night? So I actually popped my girlfriend's cherry because she's listened to their songs, but she's never seen them. So she was watching it. We went to the show. I made sure we had like a little date night, and she was just cracking up the whole time. She enjoyed it. So
that is so funny. They are funny.
I'm thinking Steel Panther needs to play a Rogue Bunny event because I think as much as we talk about them, they kind of owe us.
That would be so awesome.
Yeah. And they're not touring in Europe. Yes.
Wouldn't that be sick? Yeah,
they're busy.
It's so good to see them still out and playing though too.
Yeah, no, they're great. When they were in Atlantic City recently, I met up with Satchel. Yeah. Spider, who's Joe Lester, who is now
he Lexi took over Fox. Lexi's spot, right?
Yeah, we meet up in the lobby bar after and have drinks and hang out and stuff, and they're just the coolest guys in real life.
Yeah,
you know, but then they go on stage and do this, like, it's just so crazy
because they literally play a role. It's like when you're backstage and you know what I mean, right. All the costumes come off, the wigs come off, and you're like, I would never except for Michael Starr, you know what I mean? Well,
I'm
not gonna throw out his real name, but you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you see him down the street most often, you wouldn't recognize him. You definitely wouldn't have recognized Lexi back in the day.
Oh, no, not at all. Oh my God.
Yeah, I would love to keep talking about Steel Panther, but we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back because I want to talk about Bunny House stories. Come on, girls, dish it out. We'll be right back. You're listening to Rogue Bunny's Mayhem.
Hey, listeners, Victoria Fuller here, entrepreneur, artist, and of course, forever Miss January 1996. My bunny sisters and I have joined forces, or should I say, have gone rogue, to revamp the heydays while exploring the future. Yes, I'm talking about the metaverse. So come join me and our sorority of the sexiest ladies on the planet. To join the party, find us at roguebunnies.com. That's ROGUE. BUNNIES. Let's explore the future together.
Welcome to the metaverse.
All right. We are back. You are listening to Rogue Bunny's Mayhem. Ashley Hobbs, you have to have some secrets you could tell us about the bunny house.
Topless Tuesdays?
Yeah. You did that a lot. It was me and you, and we would have Miss Molly outside with us.
Yes.
Tell the audience about Topless Tuesday.
So Topless Tanning Tuesdays was, right. We would sit by the pool. I was obsessed with that pool, by the way, at the bunny house.
It was so great. Like,
walk-in beach on the side. Mm-hmm. Still the dream pool of my dream house when I get it. But we would sit there and we would topless tan. I don't even think it was Tuesday. That was like every other day.
I feel like we made an effort on Tuesdays. Like, we made an effort. Yeah. Yeah.
So we were out there. We smoked a lot of cigarettes. I remember the security.
Drank a lot of
just cigarettes? Just cigarettes?
It's legal.
It's legal. You can say. Look at the pause.
Socially. I couldn't help it.
I couldn't smoke with these girls because it made me too paranoid. So I'm like, you know? No, I don't know. I drank a lot of Jack back then.
I drank a lot of Malibu back then.
You guys had that cool full bar right there over at the bunny house.
The whole bar. No, well, not really, because I drank it all.
I was going to say, I don't remember there being too much alcohol over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Topless Tuesdays, drunken pool days, fun in the sun. I remember us swimming around with our drinks. That was fun.
When I used to like bail, I would get like my Bloody Marys and I would like bail because sometimes it would be like too much and I'd go watch football in the van room in the game house. I was like, I got to get out of here. So I turned on the little TV and just like hide. until someone would find me. That was my hiding spot.
I remember those little pizzas they made.
Oh my God, they were the best.
Oh yeah. They had a special menu just for Fun in the Sun.
Oh my God. I can still picture the little framed menu of what the movies were going to be for the week.
Yep.
And then ordering the pizzas and the Joshua specials. Do you ever get one of those? Like he would make those like little drinks that were kind of fruity. That would just give you a headache instantly. Oh my God.
It's like the kitchen sink drink.
Instant headache.
He told me about that.
Yeah.
No, I remember that. I remember us running around, going to the gym all the time.
All the time. We spent so much time in the gym. And then I would use the tanning beds. And then we would go topless Tuesday tanning or whatever.
There was actually a time limit on those tanning beds. I think it was like 3 minutes. Those things were so powerful. Yeah,
it would just hit the button again.
Yeah, we just did. Yeah.
Those things are so dangerous. So you girls, let's do it again.
Yeah. The sauna I was obsessed with the sauna.
Like, I never used the sauna, and I wish that I had because I probably would have been so much thinner.
I had sex in the sauna.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I remember us going. That was like one of the first times you and I hung out, Jen. You, me. I think it was Claire Sinclair. We went topless in the grotto one night with drinks.
Yes.
And we were sitting in there. We were telling all.
That was so fun. Those were the nights. Cocktails in the grotto. No one else was there. But
why topless?
I mean,
why not?
We were young and they looked good back then. You know, like.
I think it was because I actually didn't have my bathing suit on at the time. I think it was just panties. Like, I don't think we actually had clothes. I mean, we just went from the dining room when we ate food. And we were like, let's go in the grotto. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the bathhouse had the robes and the towels and this, you know, all the things and whatever. At one time, you guys had bathing suits.
Yes. We stocked everything.
Yeah, you guys stocked it. There was nothing.
Yeah, there was,
nothing
you could ever want.
Yeah, exactly.
You could get dropped off and be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you wanted a bathing suit and they didn't have one, they'd go run to Bloomingdale's probably and buy one and bring it back. You know, it was like anything you wanted, just a
full service, Brian, full service.
Yeah.
It was full service.
So great. See, so for the listener, they're like going, what? Are you serious? I mean, you guys literally were living it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to just seem like I'm trying to set this up. I'm just explaining what I felt that it always was a place of safety where you ladies could actually come knowing that we were all there to take care of you.
Never
and make sure you guys are cool. So then you'd create your own topless Tuesdays or you'd let's all go hang out in the freaking grotto. And you knew that you had security guards there. You had staff there ready to take care of you. I mean, from your point of view, how do you explain that to others like that ask you, what was it like at the mansion?
I remember having a conversation about like, how do you become Hef's girlfriend? And I think the biggest question for me do I have to sleep with him in order to get this job? I can't remember exactly who told it to me, but they were like, he honestly will respect you more if you don't try. And I was like, okay. So ever since then, it was like, I always talked to him like he was like a family member. Same with the staff. Like I would always ask you guys, hey, how are you doing? How's your family? I remember, you know, a couple of the butlers, I'd ask how their kids are doing, about their sports. You know, it wasn't like a weird, like, hey, can you do my dry cleaning? Hey, go get my car. It was more like, hey, how are you? It was always a very openly free, safe environment for me to just come in and be like, hey, I feel comfortable. I don't have to try.
And if you had a problem, you could go to Mary. You could go to anyone in the offices and talk to those ladies upstairs and they would find a way to talk to Hef and he would find a way to help you with whatever you were going through. Like, that's why it's so crazy to hear that some people had such wildly different experiences because I've never felt safer. I've said it a million times. Like, that was my safe haven at the time.
And it was never with any of the guests that came up, you were never forced to conversate with any of them that you didn't know. You were never forced to go into rooms with them or like try and like flirt with them, whatever. Obviously, if you're in your bunny suit and you're working, yes, you spark up conversations with those guests because that's your job. That's what you're doing.
Right.
You know, and it was all like, hey, be up to speed on topics, daily topics that are going on, not, hey, what's your shoe size? Hey, what kind of pants are they? Oh, wow. Look at your biceps. You really work out. It's not like that. It was like, Hi, hey, did you hear about this news? Hey, are you a political person? Oh, what do you do for a living? Like that kind of shit. It was never like a, hey, I'm for sale. Let me, you know, I'll do this for that kind of a penny.
Oh. And we were so protected too, because even you would get, at first, everyone was nervous to take a picture with you. Mm-hmm. Then they'd get a couple drinks in them. They'd come back for round two of photos.
Then it was like, hey, buddy, you're like, oh, my ears.
They start thinking they know you and they're like grabbing your arm or grabbing your tail. And then you're like, all right, Lacey, this one's got to go. And they were out, you know, like if we ever felt
anybody crossed the line. Yep.
You could just go like this.
You've overstayed your welcome. Yeah. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, you know? Like
exactly. I remember there's always, when we were in our bunny suits, we would be at the events at the house and there'd be all these guests coming up to us. I always remember there being a security guard near us. And it was, we were always extremely guarded of our bunny tails. Like, don't touch the tail.
Don't touch the tail. And they were constantly watching us, and all we had to do was give them a look. We didn't even have to say anything. It'd be like, yeah, it's time. And then out of there.
I'm glad that you brought up about the, like if you were working and you're in your bunny outfits and, you know, there was the bunny tours. We had a lot of events. There was a whole protocol of stuff that you ladies had to learn. Like that's what was so cool about the magazine. When you think about it, the magazine was trying to teach men how to be gentlemen. It was it was entertainment for men at the time. You know what I mean? Now it's for everyone, but it was teaching people how to be the who's who of what is, like, what kind of books you should be reading. What are the newest cars or the newest outfits or clothing that was going on? This is the new, I mean, I look at some of these old 70s magazines where it's hi-fis. Look at the new hi-fi that came out. But these were the things that you would have deep conversations. And then sometimes, you know, you go into what's going on in the world. And I think that was cool that you ladies knew how to talk to people. And I want to delve into that, because there was a lot that you ladies had to learn about being a representative for the company. So let's take a quick break. We're going to be right back. You are listening to Rogue Bunny's Mayhem.
Hi, it's Victoria Fuller, founder and lead artist of Rogue Bunnies, and more importantly, Miss January 1996. You should all know the story by now. Me and my 100 bunny sisters have gone rogue. What you need to do is visit roguebunnies.com. By purchasing your Rogue Bunnies NFTs, you can be part of our Discord community, which gets you early access to Rogue Bunnies series drops, special promotions, exciting IRL events, our famous poker nights, and so much more. All you have to do is visit roguebunnies.com, that's roguebunnies.com. Let's explore the future together.
Welcome to the metaverse!
So before we went to break, we're kind of hinting in on about all the tours, you guys working different events. You had to have a lot already there to get into conversations with people. That's what Playmate Promotions was about. I mean, you have our bunny mom, Pat Lacey, and James Gonas. What was that experience like? You had a lot to learn.
I love James.
I know. I love James too.
I love Pat. I love Lacey too.
She was like the strong arm of the law, and like James was just like, just show up on time and have your bunny necklace, and you know what I mean? Like, just do a good job. They balanced each other really
well. They did. Yeah.
You know,
I remember coming back from Argentina and Lacey was like, you're going to need to lose a little bit of weight. And I was like, okay. And I remember meeting her for the first time while I was shooting my pictorial, and I had my tongue pierced at the time. And she's like, you're going to need to take that out. I was like, okay, sure.
You just did what she said. Like, listen, you couldn't argue.
And then she tried to ask me about like men I was seeing and stuff. And I was like, no, they're not doing that. Sorry. But I love James and Lacey, and the way that they had, like, I hate to say it, but those times are so gone in the company when you work with them. The last party I actually did for Playboy was a complete 180 from working with those two. The way they treated us, it was like we were the VIP, not the people, you know, the celebs that were coming to the party. They just made us feel so safe. And like everything we did, they had like a full strict schedule, like 30 minute, or we had, what was it, like 15, 30 minute breaks in the gym.
Yeah.
And we could eat like a little bit, or we could pee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I remember not ever wanting to take that suit off. But
because didn't you just like opening a can of like Pillsbury dough?
Yeah.
You just
you mean the crescent roll container?
You know?
Well, it's like they said, don't take your shoes off if your feet hurt, because your feet will just swell because they hurt.
Yeah, you can't get your shoes back on.
So it's like if you had to go to the bathroom during wearing that suit, you might not zip it back up.
I swear sometimes I heard that same Pillsbury pop noise every time I unzip. I swear to God.
It was just like, and then you just left feeling like twice as big as when you got there. Like I would always bring my sweatpants and a big sweatshirt. I just need to go home and lay down. It was so good.
Yep.
You did not go home and lay down. You ran into the freaking butler's pantry and ordered tater tots.
Oh, for sure I did. Yeah, for sure. And then I went and
drank.
Lay down.
I think we got a drink.
I remember they had the Playboy Mansion tour. Remember we made those little pamphlets? You guys had to have all that. I still have some. Yeah, you still have them too? Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
they had all that information of when the mansion was built, what the family was.
We did. Ava trained me on tours. She was even too like, you need to know this and this and this, and you don't talk about this and you do. It was like, okay. But it was like so informative. I learned. And then it was my favorite part was the aviary, was taking people through there. That was so much fun. All the reptiles and
birds and weird stuff.
I like the game house. I like the big dollar, the big $5 bill on the above the couch and talking about all the games and. I mean, just in general, and all the freaking lipstick on the statues and how that became such like a tradition that people did when they came to the the parties. It was
that one statue.
And then I remember after these parties, we would find we would sit in the dining room. I think it was like, was it Midsummer's or something? I remember us at the dining room one night and we were all like, let's go find sex. We would just go and run to like the house and look through the windows and see who's like getting it on. I was like, this is so wrong, but it's like one of those horror movies you can't peel your eyes from.
Right.
And so now you have all these great experiences up at the Playboy Mansion. It's all gone and done now, but you haven't stopped. You're still got a crazy world moving forward. You have your own podcast, Dimples in the Beard.
Yes.
Dimples in the Beard. And you have a coloring book?
I do. I just, so. If nobody knows, I am a cannabis connoisseur. I am huge on cannabis education, cannabis advocacy. Honestly, I think pharmaceuticals are, it's like a whole debate. But for me, it's like cannabis is for, it really does do a lot of great healing. And so being in the cannabis industry, working in dispensaries, I mean, even when I was living in California, I used to deliver weed. So it's really a big part of my heart. And I used to, I mean, I still make cannabis edibles, lemonade, pop tarts, chocolates, mainly for myself, but I have made, you know, for friend, for, you know, relatives. But for the most part, I now am into just spreading the education that I have learned. And the podcast that I have is Ask Ashley, the Baked Bunny with Dimples and the Beard, cocktails with Dimples and the Beard.
We know them well.
They're the funniest guys. They really know how to play. Yeah. They play off my quirks, my dry humor. We get, I mean, we've had a little bit of a sponsor, not a sponsorship, but we get some free products from a company called Hemper every now and then. You know, they give us like cute little bongs and papers and grinders and trays and lighters. It's just like a little box. It's like, it's kind of like those subscription boxes you get. Yeah. So every month you get a new one. So we talk about that. And then during my free time, great for when I'm stoned and I have like a creative flow, I created a coloring book. It's called Coloring Stoned. By Baked Bunny. So that's like my,
that's amazing.
My new stage name. It's really, when you're in that zone of being stoned, it's like really fun to just kind of put your energy somewhere. So far, it just published on Amazon KDP.
How do people find this adult coloring book on Amazon? What do they search for?
So it's just called Coloring Stoned and it's in the adult section. It's an adult paperback. So it's really just based off of those keywords. It's an adult weed coloring book.
And you did the artwork yourself?
I did.
Wow. Did you do it on a computer? Did you do it freehand? What should we expect? This art.
I really thought about you personally when I was making them.
Nice.
I did a lot of like iPad. I used my iPad to keep it like digital. So it was easier for me to convert, but I used the sketchbook in my iPad.
Oh, nice.
I did a lot of collaborating sketches of like different pieces, like images that I saw. I kind of just collaborated on one sheet. And then obviously you make it trippy because when you're stoned, you're already tripping out, right? So, and then when you color it, you can color it however you want. And each page has its own page. So if you want to rip it out, frame it, rip it, and give it to somebody, you can without having, you know,
on the
rest
side.
Of your coloring book on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
So, yeah. It's the first of, I hope, a few. I don't know. My brain still goes with the ideas. But yeah. And then when I'm also stoned, I crochet random little goodies. So
creative. I love it.
Yeah. I have to do something with my hands. Ever since we stopped smoking cigarettes, it's like constant hand motions. But no.
Victoria has a great idea. You guys should talk together and get a Rogue Bunny. Yeah, get a Rogue Bunny's coloring book.
That'd be
cool.
I'd love that.
That'd be so cute.
I would love that. Each girl has her own style of page. Yeah. That'd be dope.
That would be very cool, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So while we're on the topic, we had some questions from our VIPs specifically for you. So let's see. Cedarboard wanted to know what your favorite blend of sativa and indica are.
I'm much more of a heavier indica fan.
You are?
I love the strains like King Louis XIII, 9-Pound Hammer. But when it comes to like a blend, I'm still a huge like Blue Dream Maui Waui girl with like a heavy, heavy indica. Sativas make me way too paranoid, way too high strung.
Oh, maybe that's why I'm problem. Not.
Yeah, I'm not a big high functioning stoner anymore. So when I'm sitting on the couch, it's mainly just I want to relax. Yeah, much more of an indica girl.
I love that. And then we had another question I thought was really good from Bernardo. He wanted to know what your favorite Playboy party was.
Ooh. Okay, also on the topic of weed, it would probably be the last Midsummers that I went to. I spent a boatload on my outfit. I came from Hawaii and I flew out there. I remember going to one of the dispensaries and buying a bunch of weed and buying a bunch of wraps. And I actually rolled a bunch of joints and I put them in my purse. And I was walking around, glass of champagne. And I think I started and I was sitting on the side and I started smoking one by myself. And one of the girls comes up and she's like, oh my gosh, can I have some? I said, yeah, here. And I just whipped out a joint out of my purse and I gave it to her. And then the next person I saw that saw me, I think it was like a small-time celebrity. I can't remember his name, but he took a hit of my joint and I said, here for later. And then the girl found me again. She's like, the weed fairy. Do you have any more?
You get a joint. You get a joint. You get a joint.
Everyone gets a joint. I'm like, Oprah, you get a joint. You get a joint. You get a joint.
Ashley's favorite things.
Yeah. So if I can spread happiness that way, I will continue to do it.
That's awesome. Party.
So that was probably my favorite party.
Awesome. So again, how does everybody follow you? We want to make sure everybody goes and gets your book. Make sure that everybody knows how to go to your podcast.
Yeah.
Yes. So my podcast is Ask Ashley_TheBaked Bunny. And my Instagram, Twitter is all Miss Ashley Hobbs. And I will send you the link so we can have all the Amazon purchasers buy my coloring book.
That's awesome.
I want to see it.
We love you, Ash.
I love you guys too. It was so nice to see you.
Say me the name of the coloring book one more time.
Oh, the name of the coloring book is Coloring Stoned.
Coloring Stoned.
And I think that ends the show. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Thank awesome. You, Ashley. I'm Brian Alea.
I'm Victoria Fuller.
Jennifer Pershing.
Ashley Hall.
And the mayhem continues. Hey, Mayhem Familia, don't forget to click, like, and subscribe, and tell all your friends.
Also, visit us at rbmayhemshow.com. That's rbmayhemshow.com.
And I want to give a special thanks to Dapper Labs, Flow, Gig Labs, and also Flow Score. And
the Mayhem continues!